Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. I do have my co-pilot still with us, Dr. Taleng Phukeng, in studio with us. But Dr. Taleng, this is when we welcome the weekend.
Yes.
When Leroy steps in,
can't wait.
We leave all the problems of the week behind.
You know, on Tuesday,
yes,
I tweeted that it's not only not Friday, it's not even Thursday, it's not even Wednesday. So I'm very happy.
No. He's here now. Everything is just melted away.
Listen, on the purveyor of the weekend, welcome to
Leroy
the long
Mark,
weekend.
Hello.
Hello, how y'all doing?
Well, she needs a good movie to watch.
Oh, you know, I've got several
for
you.
She's been doing a lot, so we just need her to let her head down, you know,
no,
relax.
No, like organizer, ask no more. I am here with all the good stuff. Did you like the selection this week?
I thought you've been very smart.
Oh, yeah. Week. Oh, yeah.
Smarty pants.
Mm-hmm. I knew to do a doctor in the studio, so you can let me up the ante a little bit.
No. This is higher grade stuff. Okay, let me see. Where do we begin?
Cool.
It ends with us.
Yes, it ends with us. So I really enjoyed this one. And it has Blake Lively in it, right? From Gossip Girl.
Okay.
So it's like XOXO. But it's just an interesting movie because it's based on a book. And the whole idea, what it ends with us, and it revolves around a weird way of looking at abuse. We always see the faces of abuse being black women with black men, and.
I also thought that was interesting.
I found it very, very interesting. One of the first issues I had with the movie was the fact that Blake Lively is meant to play like a 28-year-old, and she looks significantly older than that. Mm. So she has a bit of childhood trauma. She has watched her parents have a very terrible relationship, and then she meets this neurosurgeon who just sweeps her off her feet. But she starts seeing the signs. There's things happening there. You know, he kicks the table when they're together. Mm. He cooks for her, and then he burns his hand, and he has a whole fit around it. Ooh. And she ends up being injured by it. Mm. And we see this narrative as she starts working through her childhood trauma, through being in her own relationship with this person. Mm. But the interesting thing is Blake Lively is not the cerebral deep character actress you think she'd be, right? Mm-hmm. I would think like anyone else, from like a Julia Roberts to like anyone else, even Meryl Streep. But here we watch her as she tries and navigates this relationship with this very rich love interest. Mm-hmm. And then she has her old love interest come into the picture, who's almost like the voice of reason to say, you know, listen, I've been waiting for you. I'm the good guy.
Like this.
You don't have to live like this.
Doesn't have to. Even if there's money.
And even if there's money. And, you know, I always look at what the other reviewers were saying. And they were saying that, you know, with all the... Because it's really as badly composed as a movie. But if you just let that go for a little bit, you really start to enjoy the story and see what it's worth. Where it's just someone who needs to be loved, who wants their childhood traumas to be healed by being in a relationship with someone who's a narcissist and quite violent. And then you start seeing how that unravels. And she starts dealing with her parental issues by being in this relationship. So I think it is... An interesting one to watch, especially because it's such a different view of how we see abuse.
Instigators
is an interesting one. You know, I love Matt Damon, right?
Yes.
I think he's one of the funniest people in Hollywood. So Matt Damon is having this really hard time right now. He has written and said he struggled. He lost his wife. He lost his son. And he's decided that if he can't get them back within a year, he's going to commit suicide. He's going to unalive himself, and that's what he's going to do. So he goes to his therapist, and his therapist is just very witty, very funny. And he says, listen, Ipeli and Sakon, we're at, you know, world's end right now. And the therapist says, have you tried everything? And he says, no, well, not really, you know. And then there's this whole background story of these two people who are hiring him to be almost an assassin because of this mayor, right? And this mayor, Ushedi Nyana, right? Yeah. Not Johannesburg mayors, but...
Little, and, this is the weekend.
Sorry. Forgot my place there for a second. So this mayor, whether he wins or loses, Dr. T, he gets given cash in his hand at this party afterwards when he wins. Because he's been winning most. Give me Aaron. And in his little vault, there's lots of money, many dollars, right? So they all go, listen.
Not sofa. Sorry.
We're both going to be reprimanded. And so they decide they're going to go steal. So they bring in Matt Damon to say, go steal, get the monies, get your kid back, and live your best life. We're going to be good. We're going to be delicious. And then Matt Damon finds himself knee deep in this terrible up and down. But it's such a Robin Hood style of doing things, right? Because you start seeing that you don't want him to, you want him to win. You want him to really get his son back. But it's just a wonderful way of looking at how they now want to share these ill-gotten gains, especially of these politicians. So The Instigators had a limited run in theatres, and now you can watch it on Apple TV.
Great. Excellent.
Coup.
Thriller.
Coup, nice. Yes. This is, again, very funny, but this is, again, this whole interesting play between, like, the haves and the have-nots, right? So this random man comes up. We're talking here at the time of the Spanish influenza. Mm-hmm. Everyone is worried in this big manner, and this man just pops up. Pops up from nowhere and says, get another cook who's meant to come and work for you guys. And they all accept him because they were waiting for a cook. The cook comes in and he starts talking around how, you know, because the Spanish flu is happening, we're having an issue with getting food. There's food rations everywhere and the super wealthy seem to have everything, right? The head of the manor says, you know, in his house, we're not killing anything. Nothing dies in the house. We are vegan. But they're like, but Rejeing, what are we going to do? Because the world is going through this whole huge hunger thing going on. So the cook then rouses all the staff members in the manor to rebel against the rich. They literally want to eat the rich.
Literally
you want to eat the rich. And you start seeing how they've got this wonderful, like, again, you know, a wonderful interpretation of what's happening in the world right now, where we have these very weird parodies, right? I mean, if you remember what's happening in the news about, you know, CEOs now showing us how much they actually earn. This is another way of seeing how all these people who are making this wonderful, you know, comfort and living in these laissez-faire lives are now forced to sort of see in very stark contrast to people who work for them and how they're living compared to them because of their actions. So it's Coops in theatres right now, and it's one of my favourites for the week.
Interesting about power, yeah?
Yeah, oh yes, power dynamic.
Next movie?
Yeah, next one.
So I'm a YouTube baby, so I watch a lot of content on YouTube, and I found an interesting...
That was weird.
Did you? So I've got a wonderful page that I found, Dr. T, called the Behavioral Arts, right? So remember in the U.S. right now, Skep Selsarona, Donald Trump, was shot in the ear very dramatically.
And I mean, healed within 2 days.
Listen,
yes,
because
on,
what a strong man.
Carry on.
Nakamurata Donza Batung, you know, strong man. So remember he was...
Did you see how red Lale went? She can't. She had to pull herself towards herself. She's like, yeah,
oh, okay. This is the Pinelo Montini show, you know?
Okay.
So,
you must not forget
your ass. Let me remember to keep myself together.
Nokia weekend, you can see. It really is
the
weekend.
He can do that to us, you know? Donald Trump has the propensity to do that.
Yeah, and he could be the American next president.
Yeah. No. We said weekend, not palpitations.
I retreat. So it's all about. So I've always had a fascination around these people who are able to tell, like, micro expressions, right?
Yeah.
Like, are you lying? Are you not lying?
Yeah.
What are you thinking? What are you really telling? So what this page does is that it takes these very big world events and all the press conferences around them and tells you exactly what was going on. So they had the head of the Secret Service in this congressional hearing, and they're like, had these three experts coming in and saying, "Oh my God." And because the questions are quite pointed, like, did you have a sniper on the roof on the day?
Yeah.
They ask you, Pamela, did you have a sniper on the roof?
Yeah.
And then they said, Mike.
That's it.
You know, so it's really fun to watch, especially because it's now planted in real life events,
and
you get to watch it.
So quick.
And it's also very nice because it's in bite-sized chunks, so you can watch it, in between, you know, meetings and whatever, and there's a lot of content on there, especially with world events that we've all known.
Okay, and then before I come to Mubango, I want to go to the Ugly No-No.
Yes, Ugly Nunu.
is it Nunu?
Yes, the Ugly Nunu.
Oh, Batungas, please.
And
is a Nunu and a Nunu.
And a Nunu. So, Dr. T, we now started going to the theatre, Pamela and I. And
I still have to go to this one. I haven't seen this one.
So, I'm going for us. So, I studied this when I was in high school. This was an Andrew Buckland play called The Ugly Noon. And again, it plays on the dynamics of power.
Really?
So, this character is mowing his lawn. And you know Parktown Prawns? We're very close to Parktown here. So, it's like a little cockroach thing. And we are...
Little.
Well,
okay.
You know...
I'm giving you lots of passes tonight. Carry on.
Medium-sized cockroach looking like things. So he's mowing his lawn, and then he gets sucked into this world of the ugly prawns, right? And we start seeing in a very comical way and a very physical way, because it is physical theater, where he starts telling the story about how the Parktown prawns have elected a head Parktown prawn to start mediating between him and Andrew's character, because they tell him, listen, we've been living together side by side. What's happening? You know, these things actually just get us a little high. But she starts seeing how the misunderstandings between the cultures, the races, the communities are all based on assumptions that are incorrect on both ends. So I really enjoy that. And this has been instrumental, especially when you look at students who study the performing arts, about how, remember, theatre imitates life. Art imitates life. And this is one of those instances where you start to see that even with the political climates that we have, much of the misunderstandings come from the fact that we're not having the conversations at zero. We all have these assumptions happening. So
I love that.
It is at the Market Theatre. It's on from the 15th of August all the way to September 1st.
Mubango is coming back.
It is coming back, but we're having, 2.0. We have a huge issue with Mubango coming back because he's meant to come back on the 5th of August.
Oh, I see.
So we have massive controversies happening there because...
Yes, because I didn't realize it was going to come. I mean, I now know it's coming back.
Yeah, it's coming back. Well, know when?
It was coming back.
So the issue...
But there was a big party, wasn't there?
Yes, July 25th. We were all invited up the road to
So what happened at the party? Tell us.
We were treated to nice things.
You were looking pretty.
Of course, he would be invited to a party.
I may or may not have attended in person because I might have been at a particular beachside retreat, but I did send someone there.
Oh, I see.
You remember when I go to...
when he was warm when we were cold.
Dr. Chi and I went on our staycation.
Yeah, we've done these things together.
So what's the problem at the Mubango stage?
So the issue here is that we actually aren't getting the understanding of where they're getting the money from. I think a huge issue is because they're trying to make it younger. So if you remember what happened with Generations 2.0, we came back, cast members were sort of, you know, repurposed and reused. Here we're having the same issue. Where they're making it younger, they're trying to bring in fresher faces, people like Wiseman Zita, who you know from Queen Mujaji and others, to bring them back in to revitalize it. But unfortunately, it just doesn't seem like they've got the mechanics working right now. It's an old case of the cogs in the back at the SABC struggling to, you know, it translates on screen now. So we're all anxiously waiting to see what the new Mubango will be. Because remember, this is the Mubango of Os Catherine in Maralo, when, you know, and we're seeing these latu, and this is a legacy project, so we want to know how is it going to be repurposed for it to be, you know, fit for purpose in the future. So we're waiting to find out. The news wires are still hanging out. It was meant to come back on the 5th of August, but it's been delayed, and we're hoping it'll be in this month still.
Tell them I'm here to play cameo.
But a walking cameo, Lynn. I mean, I know a few words, two or three.
I actually did speech and drama in matrix, so please try to.
Both you and I, again, about whom?
Bye, Leroy.
Cheers, guys.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.